It's time for Corns a Poppin'. Yes, once again, the Armed Forces Radio Service is proud to present the pride of the Musicians' Union, Spike Jones and his City Slickers, with Doodles Weaver's Professor Fiedelbaum and a host of musical morons. And now here he is, the music world's answer to atomic power, Spike Jones.
We play a million silly games, from bingo to gin rummy. But if you're good at puns or names, you'll find that this one's funny. So when you next have company, your folks start dropping in for tea. Just say who's there, and then prepare to learn a thing or three. Knock, knock, who's there? Sarah, Sarah who? Sarah Doctor in the house. Knock, knock. If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, 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 that's the phrase. Knock, knock, who's there? Hiram, Hiram who? How am I doing? Hey, hey.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Allah.
Allah who?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ray.
Ray who?
Racing with the moon.
If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, knock, knock. That's the phrase.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alice.
Alice who?
Alice MFT. Kill, 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 kill.
Talented Miss Fran Warren. Glad to have you with us, Fran. What are you going to sing for us?
What's my name?
Fran Warren. But what are you going to sing for us?
Well, that's the name of the song.
Gee, even song titles are getting complicated these days, but go ahead, Fran.
What's my name? Because I love you, some people call me fool. What's my name? If I should leave you, people would call me wise. What a shame. Somehow I feel that you really care for me. What's my name? What is it to be? Am I fool? Am I blind? Am I lucky? Look in my eyes and tell me what's my name. What is it to be? Am I fool?
here are Sir Frederick Gass and the rest of the slickers working themselves into a lather in our unstropped version of The Barber of Seville.
Barber of Seville. I am in love with the devastating, exotic, gorgeous Georgina, Lady Wrestler. I'll never forget how I first met gorgeous Georgina. I was sitting in the third row at the wrestling matches, and somebody threw her right in my lap. It was love at first sight. She had everything in life I had ever wished for. Muscles, broad shoulders, beautiful blue eyes, and a cute little nose right above them. She would lift me up in her arms, and I would whisper sweet nothings in her cauliflower ear. There was only one thing wrong with gorgeous Georgina. She didn't know her own strength. But I did. Still, she was the type of girl I had always dreamed of. She wore no makeup at all. And every time she kissed me, it was wonderful. No lipstick on my face, just blood. She loved life. And I'll always remember the night she threw a little party. I was the little party. I didn't see gorgeous Georgina again for nearly 7 years. And then one day she came into my barber shop for a shave. She said our engagement was off, and she gave me my ring back because, well, it made her whole arm turn green. Georgina has been married 10 years and has 10 little ones. And every time they all pass my barbershop, I always say to myself, That sure was a close shave.
Professor Beetlebot. Professor, have you been doing any sightseeing in New York?
Oh, yes. I've been riding around on the subway. Yesterday, I was in the rush hour at 42nd Street, and my suspenders got caught in the door of the train.
What happened?
My pants beat me to 59th Street by 5 minutes. And on that sartorial note, I will sing the tenor ballad, Brush Those Tears From Your Eyes. Am I in voice?
Sounds like something a Dodger fan would say to an umpire. But go ahead, Professor.
Okay. Brush those flies from your eyes.
Oh, no.
Brush those pies from your eyes. Brush those ties off them guys. Brush your hair. Brush me off. A fuller brush. What's the rush? I'm a thrush. I'm not a brush. I'm a singer.
Singer!
Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that the ache in my heart is for you. I have an ache in my heart to be a dancer. Ah, the ballet. I have such an ache for the ballet. Such an ache for the ballet. Sort of a ballet ache.
You go.
Brush those tears from your eyes and try to realize that from now on I'll always be blue, blue. Lavender, blue, hilly, billy, a silly milly, a gilly filly. It's a good thing I'm not silly. I went away, but I didn't mean to say, and I will regret it until my dying day. A funny thing happened the other day. I was walking down the street with a goat, see, and the man says, where are you going to take the goat? And I said, I'm taking the goat home. And the man said, what about the smell? I said, the goat will get used to it. Well, brush those tears from your eyes, because you don't know how time flies. Flies an insect. Did you hear about the insect that married a carpenter? They had a bug house. And the ache in my heart, it beats so fast that I go to sporting events like a ball game or a hockey match or a horse race. A horse race? And there they go. It's beautiful Helen in front, Needle Geek doing well, Flying Sylvester moving along, and Poison Ivy has been scratched. And the ache in my heart is for you.
Been listening to Corns a Poppin' with Spike Jones, his city slickers, and a host of musical morons. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.